Hey everyone, welcome back to the On the Brink podcast. I am here with two very special guests. They are both virtual with me today. I am really excited for this episode. I go way back with these two, and they are some of my favorite people. They truly are so sweet, and I have known them both since I think we determined like elementary school, which is pretty crazy. Their names are Kelly and Casey, and they are twins. So today's episode is going to be all about being a twin and being in two different points in your lives, because I will let them explain, but they are definitely in different points of their lives and different from me even. And I'm just really excited to get their perspective today. So welcome to the podcast, ladies.
Thanks for inviting us.
Of course. Yeah. If you guys want to both introduce yourselves a little bit, I didn't really go into how we knew each other very much, but since elementary school, and then we were in religious class together as well. So we've known each other for a long time. And then when I moved back to Chicago, we reconnected separately with both. And it's just been so nice getting to be back in touch with you ladies. So again, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi everyone. I'm Casey. I'll start because I am the older twin by 2 minutes. I still hold that against Kelly to this day. But, like Emily mentioned, we grew up knowing each other and kind of came in and out of each other's lives. Emily and I both live in Chicago now, which is really exciting. I moved here after graduating undergrad at U of I and lived with a roommate in the Gold Coast for a couple of years. Now I live in Streeterville since November, around Thanksgiving of 2019. Spent a couple of years in public accounting and then left that job after three and a half-ish years and accepted an accounting manager role at a company called Career Builder. I've been there about 8 months. So I'm doing the single life downtown working, having a lot of fun.
Awesome. Kelly?
Yeah, so my path differed from Casey's just a little bit, at least once we finished high school. I ended up going to nursing school at Marquette, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I spent a couple years working as an inpatient nurse on a medical surgical floor down in Missouri. I landed my first job. Then I got married to my I guess you could say high school sweetheart. And we ended up moving back to Chicago a couple years back. He landed an engineering job just north of Chicago, and I started some graduate classes in the city. I was working part-time. And then just this past October, we welcomed our first child into the world and moved a month later. So it's been a whirlwind of the past year, but we're living north of the city now and bought our first home and keeping busy with a newborn. And I will just throw out there too, since you were talking about how we met, I have such fond memories. We definitely had some like religious ed classes together where we would go to one of our mutual friends' houses when we were little. And I am convinced we were in the same kindergarten class. So that's how far back Emily and I go, which is really fun.
And then since we went to the same church, Emily was a cantor there for years. So even when we weren't in high school together, we would see her singing at church on Sundays.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I totally forgot that you guys would come. And that was always so nice. Yeah, I miss those days and seeing you more frequently in person. But at least now we're all in the same state. So that's good. But wow, oh my gosh, such good memories. And you guys both have incredibly different but amazing paths. So I want to get into it. But first, I want to talk a little bit about how it is being a twin, which is something I cannot relate to at all. I have three sisters, but I am not a twin. And I can only imagine the pros and cons to being a twin. So I'm curious how it's been and if you could both talk about some of the maybe pros and cons of the human.
It's Casey. I'll start. I think, as anyone could probably imagine, you grow up going through every major life stage, you know, pre-K through high school simultaneously. So whether there is any like explicit pressure on you or competition put on you by others, it's just there because you're doing everything at the same time. I think I would probably say that's a pro and a con, because you have someone to like bounce ideas off of, to just like support you through everything. But it also just it's never great to compare yourself to anyone, and there's just someone naturally that you're always going to compare yourself to. So I think that is a little bit challenging, but she's my best friend, so I'm more grateful that we're twins and sisters. But I think a lot of the things we'll talk about today will apply to any siblings, like even you with your sisters, Sarah, Molly, and Nora. Like, you're going to get to a point in your 20s where you're at very different phases of life too. And the age difference isn't as big anymore, I think, when we're out of school.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off of that, I mean, I think our experience is very unique to us. And I can't remember if Casey mentioned this, but we are fraternal twins, which is a little bit different than being identical. As you could hear, even from like who we are and what career paths we chose, we are very different, even though the joke is, as viewers are listening to this podcast, you probably can't tell us apart because our voices sound so similar. We call family to this day. And, you know, now that there's caller ID, they can tell if it's Kelly or Casey. But otherwise, I feel like they would have to guess, which is funny. But yeah, I mean, I think back to stuff my mom has said, how when we were really little, I mean, having twins when you're, you know, a new mom is obviously a lot of work. But we reached an age, like, I think, you know, when we could play and walk and all of those things, where she said it was amazing that we always had a best friend. And so I look back on my childhood and I just remember like Saturdays where we would spend 12 hours playing dolls together, even in the dead of winter when people weren't going out, you know. And so those are really fun memories. I think Casey sort of nailed it in the head, where you reach like this middle school, high school age, and you just like, we were always linked together. Like, we were known as twins. And I think we kind of hit a point where it was hard to always be known as a twin and not Kelly or Casey. You just sort of want your own identity. And I think that's one of the reasons we branched out and did our own thing. And maybe even just we're so busy in our college lives that we weren't as communicative as I would say we are now, right? Like now we talk, we text every day, we talk like every week, I would say. We try to visit each other every month or so now that we're in the same state. But there was definitely a chunk of years where I feel like we very much were just content doing our own thing and finding ourselves so that we could reconnect and be friends and not feel like, oh, like everybody just knows us as Kelly and Casey and who's who.
When we were in undergrad, I saw Kelly's husband, Jack, more than I saw her, because he went to U of I as well.
That's funny. You know, I was going to ask how difficult growing up and being linked, you know, and people knowing you as like a set. And I definitely knew you both as a pair, but I honestly, even from like a young age, I knew that you guys had different personalities and you guys are different people. And so I have like different relationships, like with both of you. Like Kelly and I got together over the summer, and like, you know, it has to do with where you are in your life. But of course, like your personalities are so different. Like they just are. And so I think that probably happened over time, you know, once you got past like the middle school, high school. But would you say like the biggest change of, you know, becoming more independent and like different people happened like in college?
I would probably say yes. Mostly because you're kind of going through the same activities and you have a predetermined course load in high school. And, you know, we were in the same house and we had really loving parents, but our mannerisms are similar to this day because we grew up together, just like you and your sisters. But I think college is when you first start making your own decisions about what activities you're going to get involved with, what jobs you're going to take, how you're going to spend your summer, how you're going to spend your free time, who you're going to date, not date, where you're going to travel. So I think, as with any young adult, college is where you're truly making your own decisions for the first time.
But yeah, we are, Case and I, we are definitely different people, different personalities. And I think even in high school, people, like looking back, we started to sort of do our own thing and hang out with different people on our own time. But there's still no denying like our mutual love of music. We were both in band. And I guess that's like a big example, is we did a lot of activities together in high school because we shared like that love of music and stuff. But hey, Case branched out and did track one year. Wasn't it track or cross country? I can't even remember. So we kind of branched out and started to do our own things even back then.
Yeah, we did. We had a shared high school friend group, but then we also had different friends. And there are some people from our growing up days that I keep in touch with that Kelly doesn't really, because they were never really close friends, and vice versa. And then we've got shared friend groups. So I think that's kind of neat too, but there's still names and people that are familiar to one another. So
yeah, that's something that I feel like would be really nice to have, but also could be so difficult, is the shared friends, because if one is closer with somebody or not as close, and probably harder as a child, like getting invited to things, like you'd probably get invited together to most things. Whereas now, like, you have your separate lives, so you can be friends with people different or in a separate way. But yeah, I can imagine growing up, the friend thing might be tricky to navigate.
I think we were a package deal for much of our early days, but not necessarily anymore.
But I saw that as a huge asset. I think it just makes your social circle grow. And like, I actually think Casey tends to be more extroverted than me, really good planner. I don't really have that drive, I guess you could say. And I feel like I've been able to tag along and really enjoy some fun experiences because she is my best friend. And vice versa, I like to think that, you know, Casey has connected with people because she knows me. And so that's kind of fun that we've been able to expand our friends because of each other.
Double the friend group.
Yeah, that's so true. Do you guys think that you have influenced each other? I know, Kelly, you just gave an example, but, you know, like, helped each other grow as people, or in terms of personality, or I don't know how to say this in a concise way, but like, you know, influenced each other in ways that you wouldn't have if you weren't twins.
I don't know if this is Casey. I don't know if this is what you're trying to get at with the question, but something I think of is, because Kelly's my sister and my best friend, like, she's the first person I go to for advice, even though we don't have as much in common anymore. And in a lot of ways, you get just a different perspective on things. So like, I was struggling with a career change last year. And I remember just like having a meltdown and calling Kelly and her giving me some of the best advice, even though she never worked in business or worked in public accounting, but she was able to kind of look at my situation from just a perspective of someone who loves me and has my best interest at heart. So I think we influence each other in the fact that we're there for each other no matter what, and can be a sounding board, even if our situations are different.
Oh, you're so sweet. But no, I think you're so right. I think as we start to get older, and you can attest to this, friends come and go. They kind of come into our life at a certain point when we need them. And some friends last a lifetime, some don't, and that's okay. But I think it's really cool that Casey and I are both family that is never going away, but also a friend confidant, and we like can read each other in a way that I think some people it would take forever to develop that kind of a closeness with a friend. But, you know, I could call her or vice versa. And just from the tone of our voice, we can tell how each other is doing. And that's a really nice thing to have in our life. And I have Jack. He's an amazing husband. But he's not a female. And there's just something about a girl-to-girl relationship that's so special. And so, yeah, I think that we, the rest of our lives, will support each other, even though we're kind of on our own life trajectories. And that's fun.
We're going to look back on, like, these 2 years of the pandemic and, like, years and decades from now, but we will have been the same age. So it's sort of neat that we'll be able to reflect on big life events and just things that are happening in the world outside of our little Casey Kelly worlds, and have a similar recollection of it because we were the same age at the time.
Yeah. And you two have known each other longer than anyone else has known you other than your parents. You know, you've been around each other since day one. So that's just so cool. And I feel like there's no other bond, like siblings, yes, but you're always going to have that age difference. And I think, Casey, you make a really good point that you two are living different lives, but you are the same age and you know each other better than anyone else does. So you have that like really special bond that no other person would other than a twin. And being the same, being both girls, you know, I think is also something to be said for that. Not that I know how a boy-girl twin situation would work. I don't actually know any. I think you're the only twins I know anyway.
Our mom is a fraternal twin. So fraternal twins run in the family, but she has a twin brother. And I think in a lot of ways was probably closer to her sister than her brother because of, to your point, just being a different gender is a whole full different part of growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have three sisters, so I can relate to having a sister, obviously, but not the twin thing. So I really love hearing the perspective and knowing you both individually and as a pair. I mean, I really did think of you more as a set growing up, and then obviously got to know you both individually, and it's just been so wonderful because you two are like amazing people. So I'm just happy that you're in my life.
As the oldest of your, so you're the oldest, right? Of you, Sarah, Mom.
Yeah.
Are those their names?
Yeah, you got it.
I was gonna say, I bet they look up to you as the oldest, the way Kelly looks up to me as the oldest.
Oh, brother.
Had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think my sisters much look up to me at all anyway, so it's okay.
No, I look up to Kelly tremendously. As she mentioned, she is a mother and is the first of a lot of our friends to have a baby. And I respect motherhood infinitely more after watching everything she goes through and how selfless of a job being a mom is. So kudos.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. Kelly, how has your life changed since first getting married and now having a daughter? That's amazing. And also probably very difficult.
I know, I'd bring her in the room, except she'd probably ruin the podcast by crying. Just kidding. She has some amazingly cute and happy alert moments. You know, we've been talking a little bit, and one thing I love about this podcast is you kind of hear from all these different people doing different things at this stage in their life. And for some reason, for me, being a mom right now, I just like knew it was the right decision. And so did my husband, Jack. But we have, and I also think about how long we've known each other. We've actually, you know, he first asked me out as his girlfriend when I was a sophomore in high school. So we've known each other going on 11 plus years now, which is a long time to develop a relationship. And so getting married felt very natural. It's not like our lives even changed that drastically from when we were, you know, dating to engage to married. It just felt like a really natural progression in our relationship. And we started living together after we got married. And kind of, I think, got a rhythm where he was comfortable in his job. I was in this graduate program and finally feeling like I had a rhythm of my job and school where I wasn't stressed. And we had really been able to, I think, develop a sound relationship together. And we felt like we were ready to become parents. And you know what? We actually tested it out first and got a dog. That's a common trend these days, right? So we have a dog who's a little over two now. His name's Watson. And yes, I would say he's been great practice being a parent, but nothing compares to having a little living human with you. But it has changed my life in a lot of ways. But I also feel like I am still the same person. I still have the same, you know, social support network. I think the past few months have been a little strange because it's a pandemic and you're kind of isolated a little bit to begin with. And then you have a newborn that keeps you in the house all the time. And it's winter. So I feel like I kind of just live in this Emmy mommy world. And I haven't really been keeping up with the news and even the Olympics and just the world around me. But I also know that that's just one phase of being a mom, is this newborn time when you're feeding a lot and sleeping at random hours and all of that. But it's been a blast. It's been my greatest joy. I feel like I play dress up with a doll half the time. And it's exciting that I can hopefully be a resource for my friends as they become moms moving forward, because we'll blink our eyes and I know that other people will become moms themselves too. So, but yeah, and Casey, you know, she's already the bestest aunt ever. So I feel lucky that little Amelia, who has a little bit of your name in her, has great female role models in her life. And yeah, I'm just super excited for Casey to be an aunt too. I think that's a special relationship, just like being a mom is to your daughter. So.
Yeah, that's incredible. I can't even imagine having a child right now, but I do believe in like timing and people being in different points of their lives. And you, this was the right time for you. And it's really sweet that you have been together for so long with your husband. I think that is also incredible. But I'm curious how you balance your life as a mom and as a student. I think you're still going to school right now and, you know, being a twin and being a good friend to the rest of your friends, and how you balance all of those things in this, you know, pandemic, especially, which is extra special, not special, extra terrible circumstances. But just curious how you balance all of those things.
Well, I will be the first to say I've had more than one meltdown. And I also have had to be really real with myself about what is doable. I think in the age of social media, it's so easy to post the happy moment, to make it seem like you got it all together, that you're doing X, Y, and Z. So, you know, I'm working and a student and a mom and a sister and the best friend. And the reality is that's just not even close to the truth. And I think I've really had to internally sit with what are my priorities and where do I want to invest my time right now. And so, yeah, I mean, you alluded to, I am still finishing a master's program. I'm really hoping to be done by the end of the year. But actually, shortly before Emmy arrived, I stopped working. And so that's kind of been my saving grace, as I've been able to breastfeed her and be home. And I just started taking a class, but it's occupying my time, but in a good way. I think I need to get out of the house one day a week and have a little time to myself in the evenings to study, where Jack will take her and watch her. And I think it's actually a really healthy balance, but there's no way I could be working full time and her mom and doing school, for example. That would just be too much. So I have had to really sit with what is manageable and where I want to put my time and not feel like I have to do everything at once, and be okay with that.
Yeah, I understand. I feel like having a realistic expectation of what is possible. And sometimes we tend to take on too much and then have to kind of scale it back And I can only imagine as a mom that I feel like everyone says like being a mom is a full-time job. So you have like that has to be your priority and then everything else has to come from that. But sounds like you're doing a good job with balancing all of that right now. And your daughter is only a couple months old, right?
Yeah, she's 3 going on 4. She's almost 4 months, which is unbelievable.
That's crazy. When I saw you this summer, you were still pregnant. You hadn't even had her. So
that's, I know.
Wow. Time is flying. Oh my gosh. Wow.
It really is.
But yeah, you're doing incredible things. I'm just so happy and excited for you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I can't wait for you to meet her.
Yes, I know. Hopefully sometime soon. And Casey, I want to talk about what you've been up to because you are in the city, not too far from me, and living your best life as an accountant. So talk to us a little bit about that.
I've talked to Em about this before, but just how we're still kind of in a phase where we're really career driven and just like our independence and are still figuring things out. I know neither of us feel ready to be a mom, but to Kelly's point, like, I think that if and when we find the right person, maybe we will be ready. Yeah, I love living in Chicago. I know Cal and Jack were sort of at this point where they were like, we have kind of reached the cap of how much time we want to spend downtown. And I'm not there yet. I think it's a really fun city. And once things open up, like the summer is the best with all the festivals and just so much to do. I think we have like the culture and the arts here. I'd say like, I love having a job downtown, but it's all the ways that I can spend my free time outside of the job too, that make living here so fun. And you're going to get to experience it too. You moved sort of at a whirlwind time last summer and probably didn't get to just like really relax and enjoy your time here. But I mean, we went to an opera together. Emily has an awesome job downtown that has some perks, and I'm part of a symphony group. I have some high school friends that live in the city, college friends, people I've met in the neighborhood. So I feel very fulfilled by my social life, but it is very different than Kelly and Jack living in the suburbs and being parents right now. It's a different life, but I think a lot more people in our generation are choosing to settle down a little later. So I don't necessarily feel behind. And I think big shout out to our parents and our grandparents, because I feel like I've never had pressure to, you know, fit some sort of like mold, like trajectory in a traditional family sense, just because, you know, Kelly's at that point in life. So I think we both have really special relationships with our parents and grandparents that are separate from one another. Like growing up, it was always the twins, but I think now we can have heart to hearts, just us, which is really cool.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. And I just have to say that Casey's not selling her job. She's selling herself short too. She's a badass manager and works her butt off and is really good at what she does. And I just have to throw that out there.
Well, and I can say that. So Kelly, you know, she's got Watson and she's got Emmy, and she makes a huge difference in their lives every day. And I think it's just maybe the people I impact is a little different. So I have 8 direct reports at work, and they're all around the world. 3 of them are in the UK. 1 in France, 1 in Germany, Sweden, Singapore, and Vietnam. So I have a travel itch now that I work with all these people abroad. But, you know, they might end their workday and things, you know, were good and they had a great week because of something I did. And it's just the impact I make is a little different than Kelly at this point. But that's not good or bad. It's just different.
Yeah, I talk about it all the time on the podcast. My listeners are probably sick of me saying this, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's so true. But like, timing and everybody's life path is just going to be different, and that's okay. And I think sometimes, I think Kelly might have brought this up in a different way, but like social media portrays like only the good things about people's lives. And so we tend to go on social media and see what someone else our age is doing and being like, oh no, I'm behind, or I should be doing that, or I want to be doing that, you know, and a little bit of that is okay, but I don't think you should ever like want what someone else's life looks like, because that it's just not going to be what is right for your life. And I'm still amazed at both of your paths. And Casey, yeah, you're like telling me about your job, you know, when you had first started, and I was so impressed. I was like, oh my gosh. And what you have been doing before this current job, I mean, you were really grinding in Chicago. Like, you didn't have a great like work-life balance, and I think, if that's okay for me to say, and now you have more of that balance and you're able to sort of balance it out with your social life, and I think that's awesome. I would love for you to share a little bit about that if you're open to it.
I think that anyone that works in a big firm, whether it's law or accounting, knows that you kind of just work around the clock all year. And yeah, I mean, we've talked a bit about social media. I pretty much had zero social media presence while I was working at EY. And I mean, I learned so much. I wouldn't have the job I have today if I didn't spend close to 4 years in public accounting. So I'm so grateful for it. But I think we all kind of reach a point where we live our lives to be happy and to for memories that we're going to look back on and smile about. And there was no memory, nothing beyond work. I got to a point where I just was completely burned out. And I think a lot of people are changing jobs. They're saying we're the, or what are they calling it? The great resignation. And it's not just among people in big corporate jobs, it's among all sectors. And I think a lot of people are kind of reflecting on what they're doing. And to me, a job has never been about like, I need to jump out of bed in the morning, just like crazy about my work. I know there's sort of the idea of being super passionate about your job. I really like what I do. I'm good at it. But it's, I like that I now have the hours outside of work to read and go to the movies and go out to dinner and go to parties and comedy and jazz and all of the sort of artsy things that I really love. And friendships are so important to me. I have a lot of really close friends, and seeing them often is like more therapy to me than going to the gym. Like, I think having a drink with a friend is like what makes me feel better. So the fact that I have time for that now is really awesome.
Yeah, having that balance is so important. And when you don't have that and you go to having that, you really realize like how important it is and how much you need that. And some people are more extroverted or introverted and need less of the social time. But I think overall, like, anyone could relate to finding a balance one way or another and finding activities outside of work. And you know, whether that looks like reading a book or going to a concert or just spending time with friends, whatever that looks like for you, I think especially in your 20s, like, now is the time to try those things. And especially for us living in Chicago, there's so much out there. Unfortunately, the pandemic is sort of making that more difficult. And now we're in like the heart of winter in Chicago, so even more so difficult to go out and do that. But yeah, I'm a huge advocate for finding that work-life balance. And I've been fairly good about it in my own life, making sure that I have that. And part of that for me is being able to still sing. And so I've been really, since moving back to Chicago, really adamant about finding that balance with like singing and work. So however that looks in your life, I think is so important. But sounds like you're doing a lot more of that, Casey, which is great.
Yes. If you ever have some concerts, I will sign me up. I'll come and watch you.
That's right. Yeah. You know, a little plug here for the Chicago Chorale concert coming up at the end of March. So that's the only kind of concerts I have going these days, but that's okay. the choral concert.
I'll be Emily's fangirl.
I love that. I would literally, I would love that. My family comes, but I don't usually have a lot of friends there. So that would be so nice. Moving on to some general questions for you ladies. I'll open this up to whoever wants to answer. But what are some, and they're very broad questions, so I apologize, but what are some goals you have for the rest of your 20s? I think you both are you both 27 now? Well, you both are the same age, obviously, but that was a dumb question. But I'm 26 turning 27, so I figure you guys are 26 or 27.
Yeah, I had to think for a second, but yes, we are 27.
Okay. So some goals you have for the like last few years of your 20s.
You know, a lot of people say your 30s are your best, so I'm not going to dread these last few years. I'm going to be excited about them. I would love to have a furry friend in my life. I live in a high-rise condo right now, and I think I would probably want to move before I get a dog, just because it would be really difficult to go up 33 flights just to take a dog out, and then there's no grass around here, but I'd love to get a pet. I would love to travel once it's safe to do so. I have been in the last trip outside the Midwest I took was San Francisco right before the pandemic. And it was actually a work trip. So I don't even know if that counts. And then just, you know, make time to be a good aunt, to enjoy the Chicago dating circuit and, you know, listen to Emily's two-part series on Chicago dating. But I think just finding, like we've talked about, more of a balance between work and life and having some fun trips and trips to Deerfield to visit Kelly and Emmy and Jack, and hopefully out of state too.
Nice. Okay, question though before, and then I'll let Kelly tell her or give her answer, but would you see yourself moving so that you could get the dog in the next couple of years? Is this like a longer term thing about the dog? Because I didn't know you wanted a dog. This is exciting.
I wouldn't move just to get a dog, but I do live in a studio right now. And I think at a point in time, I do expect myself to outgrow a studio. It would be nice to have another bedroom for guests and have a little bit more space. So I wouldn't move for the sole purpose of getting a pet, but I think for more space, I would probably see myself moving. Yeah. By 30.
Fair. That's fair. Do you see yourself staying in Streeterville or do you see another neighborhood in Chicago at all?
You know, I love it here, but I haven't given it a great deal of thought. I think it's fun to explore new areas, but if I knew where I wanted to move, I probably would have moved by now. So I'm content right now, but I don't know that I would necessarily stay right here. I would want to do some, you know, check out another scene.
Come out to Logan Square.
But I do see myself in Chicago still.
That's good.
There are 70 plus neighborhoods to explore. I'm not bored of it yet.
Good. Kelly?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll kind of pull it back to the twin thing here. You know, I had a chance. My husband and I lived with my grandfather, who's 94, for part of last year. And this was in a time when we had our lease was up in Chicago, but we knew we wanted to start thinking about our next steps, maybe get out of the city when we became parents. And so we lived with him for about 6 months. And I will cherish the time the rest of my life. And for all the listeners out there in your 20s, if your grandparents are still with you, call them when you can, because they love you so much. And I truly will look back on the 6 months living with my grandpa the rest of my life. But I did a lot of talking with him. And I think I just really came to realize how important family is and how we kind of get to a stage where we want to be independent and do our own thing and maybe, oh, move out to some crazy place and try out a new job. And all of that is so wonderful and exciting. But I think that now that I'm starting a family of my own, it's made me even more aware of how much I cherish my own family and want to prioritize that. And so I am going to throw out there that my goal for finishing my 20s is to do a sister trip, which is actually something we've talked about since we were in high school, that we really wanted to do a trip to Italy after we graduated college, and life got in the way, and then travel hasn't been safe. But I would, I mean, if something like that would be possible, I think it would be really special at various stages in our life to prioritize our sister friendship. So I'll say that, and then just learn as I go, being a mom, figure out my next career steps. I would love to find a part-time gig in some capacity, maybe working weekends so that Jack and I can trade off responsibilities, but still both be able to do what we want career-wise. And so that's kind of where I see the next couple of years going.
That's awesome. That's great. I love the sister trip idea.
No, I was going to say it's now recorded and it's out there in the world that we're going to go on a sister trip. So it's going to hold us accountable.
Yeah, now you have to. No excuse. No excuse. It's going to be public for the world. So yeah, that would be awesome. Are you guys Italian?
No, we just want to go and enjoy the food.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a heritage thing or just, I mean, Italy seems incredible. So I would totally want to go there too. And I'm not Italian.
Obviously. I don't know why we actually threw that out there a long time ago, and it could change. I mean, maybe we'd even go somewhere in the States. There's so many incredible parks and places to explore in our own country. But Italy was something we threw out there a long time ago. So
we've both been to Europe separately, and Italy is a country neither of us have been to. So I think that was part of how the idea got started.
I love that. I love that. Well, this has been so much fun chatting with the two of you. And I think it makes me want to be a twin kind of for some of the perks, but I guess I'll have to do with just my sisters. But thank you both for coming on. It's been really lovely chatting with you.
Thank you for inviting us, Em. This is going to be my claim to fame, like for the rest of my life. Thank you.
No, I love podcasts. Like I listen to The Daily and Up First every day. I like NPR and The Skin have some great podcasts, but I've never been on one. So this is a bucket list item.
Now you have. Look at that. You're both celebrities now.
No, I don't ever want to be famous.
You never know. You never know. This could be the podcast episode that blows up. So you never know who's listening.
If one of the three of us is going to be famous one day, it's you, Emily.
Oh, no, but thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in, and we are coming to the end of season 4. So just a few more episodes left, and I will see you all next week.